Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can I just say, I'm like really worried about climate change because it's like, it's been raining heaps and my hair's gone all frizzy. I don't want my like future daughter to like grow up and have to have a Jufro. Hashtag loving Double Bay, guys. I'm so here for it. I've had a week here, Germaniacs. Oh my God, obsessed. I love it so much. So yeah, the new place is so good. So much to unpack about what's been happening, the highs and the lows. I've just come home from a really long brunch with the Albino, rosé all day. Then we just like swanned around looking at the boutiques. Like Double Bay is so fucking cool. I did a gram story, like fake shopping, hashtag baffle, hashtag diversity. Couldn't buy anything because I'm still poor. I'll tell you guys about that. It's been really bad. Do not ask. Amber just banged on my door before. She's so funny. She said this funny joke about how we have to put the bins out, like as if we have to do it ourselves. She's so funny. Anyway, let's get on with it, my beautiful humans. This week on Germazing, bonding with the laundry monster, turning gay guys straight, rubber vaginas, monster trucks, and did I really nearly get sucked into a ferry engine? Your weekly dose of job advice, share house lifestyle, and gay help from the slut who wants you to buckle up, the wicked bitch of the east, the harborside honey. I'm Jemay, J-A apostrophe M-I-E. I'm woke, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, and I'm Jemazing. So the sand monster, i.e. Gampy, goes running to Dad, saying like he's all offended about my voice message from last week. It's like, so, he's such a fucking like dobber. I knew he was going to do that. And Dad's all like, he doesn't want you planning his funeral. And I'm like, he can choose any song he wants. A lot of old men would fucking kill for that option. It's like, I've got an awesome voice. It's like, he doesn't have to go with the artists I've suggested. It's like, I don't know, is he into Olivia Rodrigo or something? I can do anything. Anyway, Dad said I have to apologize to him. I'm probably just going to send him like an emoji apology or something. I don't know. So what's been happening this week? I hear you say, Germaniacs. Thanks guys for all the DMs, about the laundry monster. Yeah, that's been really hard. I can't go in there. It's been really bad. I've had to like take all my laundry home to get Dorothy to do it. And it's really weird going home because it's like kind of like homesick and I miss it and stuff. And I said to Mom, like, I'm so lonely. Can I take her budgie with me and just like keep it in my room as my pet, like keep me company? And she's like, no, because you won't look after it. Because she's a fucking bitch. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'll steal it. Yeah, the laundry monster is like, it pretty much like says stuff to me every night now. Like, last night, it was so fucking scary. Like, I could hear the, like, shuffling sound coming from, like, it comes from the exhaust fan in the laundry, and it's, like, I think it sort of lives up there and then comes down, and it just sort of hangs out near the washing machine. Anyway, I hear it, last night, I heard it go, Jamais, and I'm, like, oh, please stop, oh, my God. Like, I've got all this stuff, like, barricading up my door to, like, make it not get me, but, like, when I peek around, it always says that. And it's fully like, can you stop fucking terrorizing me? I yelled that out. And then it goes back to me, Jemay, your geesh. And I'm like, oh my God, that's actually kind of accurate. So this must be like a real thing. And I'm like, thank you. So I feel like we're starting to get along, me and the laundry monster. So that's kind of cute. Oh my God, Amber is so off me right now Basically, she's really pissed about the stand-up paddleboard because she keeps, like, walking into it and smashing her shins. And I said, just get some, like, Velcro, like, shin pads, like those ones that... Or get the, like, things you can slide down your socks or something. Anyway, she wouldn't reply when I said that. It's so tense because she's, like, she's pissed that I won't pay the rent. But I'm, like, totally broke. It's like she said she's not paying for my brunches anymore too. And I'm like, that's fine, Amber, because I'm doing the 40-hour famine like 3 days a week anyway. I don't even fucking eat. Anyway, we're just like locking horns. I'm so sick of her boyfriend, Carl, too. He's always fucking here, throwing his like work clothes all over my sofa. Hi-Viz does not look good on my Toga 3-seater. Oh my God, Germanic. So I hate having to confess this, but... because of the whole rent thing, I'm thinking about getting an actual job. I know. It's so weird for me. But just like one day a week or like just like an afternoon or something. And I was thinking there's so many like designer boutiques and stuff around. And I can picture myself like just like chilling out in them, just like getting paid while I'm like scrolling the gram. So I've given my CV to Scanlon and Theodore, Cure, Coco and Lola, Zimmerman and Sports Girl, which is a bit pov, but this is embarrassing, but I gave it to Baker's Delight randomly as well. I know, I don't know why I did that. It's so fucking random, but YOLO. Anyway, we'll see what bites we get. Oh my God, so many DMs from you guys about when I'm going to take the sup out on the water. So I'm definitely doing it tomorrow. Tune into my gram. It's all worked out. I've got my whole outfit planned. It's going to look so fucking cute. Amber's got the day off, so she's going to like shoot the content. I'm going to go live on gram. So the plan is I'm just going to like paddle out into the harbor. Like I'll be waving to Amber and stuff. And I'm going to go over to Taronga Zoo because it's like I can get some selfies from there, like with the giraffes in the background and stuff. It'll be really cute. I've got my selfie stick, so yeah. I'll put Find My Friends on too so Amber can track me in case I like lose my bearings and can't find my way back or I get like struck by a catamaran or something. I cannot wait, guys. Also, like, I can check the water conditions by standing up on our kitchen bench because we've got the water glimpses. So I can see, like, check wind and, you know, swell, tides. Yeah. So basically, I feel so hashtag blessed to live here. I'm loving my bedroom. It's so relaxing. I've got my, like, dream catcher of my bed. And Mum got me the 100% flax linen sheets in the turmeric, which I'm loving. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. It's the naked guy. Oh, my God. So, oh, my God. I don't want him to see me. I'm just ducking down. So... you know how that's the view from my room directly into the neighbors? Well, I was kind of hoping for like a hot young couple, like a lesbian couple and stuff, and like so I could watch them like having sex and stuff. But actually, it's this like old man's room. He's like 60, Amber reckons 70. I'm just going to go over to the window right now and just have a little. I like it when he sees me. He's actually got clothes on now, but, like, I've seen him nude. Between 7 and 7.30, he comes in. He's, like, after a shower. And his dick's, like, it's kind of just, like a big grey bushy area with, like, a teeny tiny little knob. It's cute. I can't tell if he's rich because that room, like, it could be, like, part of some big mansion or it could be, like, a studio apartment. And he's, like... he's just come out of prison or something. I don't know. It's hard to tell. His lamps are IKEA, Amber reckons, which is kind of pov. What the fuck? Oh, my God, wait. I've just got an email. Oh, my God, no. It's from Baker's Delight. Thank you for your job application. We were impressed with your CV and would like you to come in for a chat. Please advise the time, Lorraine. Oh, my God. Fuck my actual life. Why did I do that? Baker's fucking Delight. Oh, my God. Why haven't I heard from Zimmerman? I want to fucking kill myself, Germaniacs. I'm an idiot. Hi, Hi, Shamaniacs. Dad is forcing me to apologize to Gampy. So I'm just going to send him an emoji apology. Here we go. A few heart eyes, some hearts around the face, a row of praying hands, smiling with halo, the tombstone, old man, what else? Skull, open mouth with X eyes, row of streaming tears, faces, one tear face, hands shaking, and a thumbs up. That'll do it. Okay, send. I wonder if Dad's going to ask Gampy about the Olivia Rodrigo thing. I don't know. Hope so. Anyway, so I'm in the bath again. You can probably hear. Got my knees up either side of the spout. I stole Amber's scented candle too. It's so nice. Oh my God. Just going to top up the water a little bit. Little refill. Oh, there we go. Oh, that feels so good. I'm so here for this bath. I fucking love it. It's just like so relaxing. I love talking to you guys when I'm like naked. Anyway, so it's time for this week's Ask Shamay. This week's from a guy with like a really interesting dilemma.
I'm looking for some advice, really. For 19 of my 33 years, I've actually been gay. However, recently, especially after listening to your podcast and hearing your dulcet and seductive tones, I've come to realise that I'm actually straight. So I'm really looking for some advice on how I can break this news to my loved ones. You know,
coming
out as straight is probably going to be one of the hardest things I'll ever have to do.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Right, okay, well, first of all, congrats on being straight. Your mum can breathe a sigh of relief. And also, thank you for the reason, because you like the sound of my voice. I get that a lot. I'm kind of known for, like, turning gay guys straight. It's happened before. I'm not like a fag hag, but I'm kind of like a non-threatening kind of like girl. Obviously, quiche levels are high. I have like a fuck me kind of voice, I reckon. Like, I've heard that from a few guys. Anyway, I'm also known for turning a lot of straight guys gay too. Like, some of the guys I've hooked up with, they can't handle like how like aggressive I am in the bedroom. And I hear a lot of like ow and stop when I'm like going down on them and stuff, which has turned a lot of them off women for life. But yeah, I'm here for it. But anyway, I take it as a compliment. Basically, if a guy is like close to like turning either way, then I usually kind of like tip them over the edge, which is random, but I'm here for it. Okay, so ways that you can let your loved ones know that you're coming out as straight. I've been thinking a lot about this. It's all about like dropping the clues, because I've like, when I had my bi phase, like just after year 12, when I had my girlfriend Astrid, I had to let mum and dad know that I was bi. But I wanted to ease them into it with like dropping a few clues. So I got one of those rubber vaginas, like, you know, like the lifelike ones with like the butt and everything. They're really kind of chunky, like the skin tone, like latex, just with the, like the two holes. And I just left it on my bed for mum and dad to see, just to drop like a little hint. I just generally started acting more butch. Like, I was like burping heaps and like spitting. Yeah, just like, if we were outside, I just like hock a loogie on the grass. I'd sit with my legs spread really wide as well. Like, you might want to do like a man spread. Try that in front of your parents, just to kind of like give them the kind of vibe of where you're headed. Have a little scratch. Stop using moisturizer too is a good one. That'll like make them sus. Start using Lynx deodorant too, the Africa one. Just to like give them a little whiff of your new lifestyle. Stop crying too. That's one I did. I used to just like fall over and get up and be just like, yeah, what? I got into monster trucks too. And I'd asked Dad if he'd wanted to go to like a show with me, and yeah, he was really confused. I just kept like really ripped old undies and stuff. What other butch kind of clues did I do? Pissed on the toilet seat. No, I didn't do that. I didn't go that far. Mum and Dad, like, they pretty much knew where my mind was headed when they saw the rubber vagina. It was, like, pretty much a big giveaway. Just, like, I left it kind of semi-lubed up on the side of my bed. I finally told them that I was in my bi phase, and they were, like, so cool with it. They were, like, really understanding and nice. And because I'd, like, laid that kind of trail of clues, I think they had time to, like, digest it. And, yeah. Mum told me that she pashed this girl at her year 9 camp, and I was like, TMI, disgusting. Yeah, and Dad said he masturbated with cousin Ron during his uni days, which made me want to throw up, but yeah. So yeah, hope that helps. Thanks for the quezzy. Again, thank you for the compliment. And I hope you enjoy your new straight life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have just experienced the most fucking embarrassing, worst fucking moment of my life. Oh my God. If you were watching my live this morning, delete anything you fucking saw. I don't want to see any screenshots. Don't DM me any shit, okay? So I took the sup out for its debut. Helped me carry it down to the water, Double Bay. And I had my outfit on especially for it. My Fendi bodysuit, my Dior visor, my knee-high white socks with the mint stripes, my Gucci slides. I looked fucking everything. So I get the board already, like, in the water, like the shallow part of the water. And I step on it. It's so much fucking harder than it looks. I'm just, like, trying to get on the thing. And I'm, like, standing on it for, like, probably about 1 second. And there's all these fucking people looking at me. And I'm like, fuck Amber, give me the paddle. Then I start getting the fucking death wobbles. Like, I'm just like fucking go from either side. It's like wobble, wobble, fucking wobble. And then I'm like getting faster and faster, and I fully know how it's going to end up. And not only are people on the fucking beach staring at me, but I'm fucking going live on Gram to like thousands of people. Fuck, Germaniacs, I'm never going to fucking live this down. Sorry for those of you who didn't see, I slipped off the board, face planted into the ocean. It was so bad. I could have like fucking landed on a fucking stingray and had my fucking heart pierced. It was so bad. So I'm just like fucking floundering around in the water, screaming my head off. Apparently someone called an ambulance because I was like screaming so much. My Gucci slides like come off and they're like floating away. And I'm like, Amber, like screaming out to her. And like she had to swim out and get them. And like I'm like waist deep in the water, I know, but it like felt like I could have been like dragged out to sea. And there was like a fucking ferry nearby. Like I could have been like sucked up into the engine and like spat out of the chimney as pulp. Would have been fucking all over the news. Fuck my life. Germaniacs, why do I fucking do these things? These things just happen to me. Why is it always fucking me? Amber had to carry the board back and by herself because I just like ran home sobbing hysterically. I literally never recover from it. I've just been under my doona like freaking out all day. I'm going to be in my room for like a month because I can't be seen on set. Wait, oh my God. No way, wait, Germaniacs. It's 7 o'clock. It's the naked old man. Oh my God. He's fully just standing naked, drying himself off at the window. Oh my God, I can see his dick. Oh my God, he just looked at me. Oh, fuck, he knows. He knows that I'm watching. Oh my God. Okay, I'm just going to wave. Okay, I'm waving. Okay, he's ignoring me. He's just put his pajamas on. Oh my God, this is so good, Germaniacs. I can't believe you're here for this. Okay, I'm going to go write a sign and hold it up to the window. Okay, I'm just grabbing my Sharpie on this fucking paper. Okay. Okay. I'm writing, "Hi, honey." Okay, cool. All right, I'm holding it up to the window. He's looking. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. He's reading it. Please wave, old man, please. Oh, my God. Oh, you're fucking kidding me. He's pulling the blinds down. Oh, my God. He hates me. Oh, maybe he follows me on Gram and saw the fucking stand-up paddle face plan. Fuck my life, shamaniacs. Why am I such a fucking train wreck? So I went to the Baker's Delight interview. Fuck my life. I went undercover because I don't want Amber to find out because it's so fucking lame. I had my massive Bottega Veneta sunnies on and my really wide brim floppy felt hat, the one I got for Splendor, just like pulled down like really hard over my face. Like I could barely walk. Like it's like hanging, flopping over my eyes. But no one recognized me. So I fully charmed the pants off the manager lady, Lorraine. I was like being so cute and like flirty. And I said I only wanted to do like 3 hour max shifts. And she's like, it doesn't really work like that, Jermaine. There are all these other little bitches there. And I was like, I'm my father hottest here. So it's like, yeah. I'm waiting for an email to find out if I got it. But fuck my life if I do, because it's so fucking pov. It's like humiliating us. You have to wear these disgusting aprons and like fucked up hats. And I asked her if you can like accessorize. Like I want to like wear like a Western belt with a big buckle like over the apron. And she said, no, I'm going to look like such a lesbian. I'm going to eat all the leftover finger buns after every shift and I'm going to turn into a heifer and no boy's going to want to go down on me. Oh, also, when I got home, Amber had left this like pile of dirty dishes on my bed and a pair of my undies that I was drying on her laptop screen and this note saying rent money for ? Like literally she wants the rent money so bad and like, oh my God, I'm so fucking dilemmaized, guys. It's like adulting is so shit. Oh my God, wait, fuck. It's the old man in the window. Oh my God. He's looking at me again. Why is he fucking looking at me? Should I write another sign? Oh my God, I know he snubbed me last time and he's like fucking 70, but like he might be a potential sugar daddy if things get like really bad. Okay, where's my fucking Sharpie? I'm gonna write another sign. Okay, I'm writing, why so shy? Okay, cool. Okay, I'm holding up. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, fuck, he's writing a note back. Fuck my life, what? What? His sign says, married. Oh my God, fuck my life, I'm so fucking humiliated. Also, as if he's even fucking rich, his doona cover's like Kmart. Oh, he's closing the blinds. Yeah, good on you, mate. Fucking hell, you should be so lucky, you disgusting old fucking creep. Flirting with hot girls. Good riddance. Stop looking at me. Fucking loser. Pervert. Oh my God. Wait. I just got an email. Fuck. No, 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 no. Congratulations. Your interview is successful and we look forward to you joining the Baker's Delight team. Contact Lorraine for details about your first shift. Fuck my life, shamaniacs. This is so shit. But I'm going to have to do it. I want to kill myself. See you next week, shamaniacs. Hopefully things improve for me. Pray for me, guys. No Hogan. I love you so fucking much. Buy my merch. Send donations. Save me from this fucking hell. Illy, stay quiche. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!